Good morning. This is Terry Laundrie with the update for Monday, which will come in two parts for June 15th. The first part is a discussion of the big chart of the Standard & Poor's 500 on top of the advanced decline line for the period of 1995 up to a few days ago. And the purpose of making that big chart is to show you some of the advanced decline T behaviors, which I'm going to discuss here. You have a big T that's centered in the late 0203, and the center post of that T is placed by B and C, the capital B and the capital C. And that defines a very large T with a cash buildup of 4.5 years and a projection of 4.5 years to the recent important top. The next T, as you can see, the current one is in blue, and that is I did that with the lowercase letters. The cash buildup starts at A. It lasts about 17 months. The bottoms are at B and C, and it projects a rise into the general August of 2010 period. And in a later update, we'll go through all the days, the dates, and we'll arrange all of that. But I wanted to talk about a more fundamental issue relative to the chart. The second part of today's update is a Q&A. I have quite a few questions coming in, and a lot of them deserve, they're very interesting, and they deserve answers. So I will do a second audio, which will be identified by Q plus A, and that will just go through my notebook. When I get these emails in, I make a copy of it, and I put it in the notebook, and then try to make sure that I can go back and cover them. Next week, I will take this long-term charts. I've also made them for foreign markets and other interesting investment entities. The question of the gold T comes up and so forth, and I will use them as a way to answer some of the questions about longer-term investment and so forth. Okay, well, let's start on the chart. The chart is unusually large. It's not a easy thing to see on your screen, and if you want to print it out, you'll have to paste some paper together. But there isn't much of a way you can get around the fact that you'd need to have the advanced decline line and the S&P all in one place in order and aligned in time in order to see what's going on here. The central thesis that I'm working on for this year in my research is the demonstration of the fact that the market tops are really echoes of previous peaks in the advanced decline line. So we would say, for example, that the top at the latter part of 07 is really a reflection of a peak at A back in 98. And what happened is there's a disturbance produced at A, something like a sound propagates through some unknown medium, and it hits the bottoms at B and C, which are quite obvious in price and not so obvious in the advanced decline line. And they are deflected off of them, and they, as suggested by the blue arrow that rises up to D. The reason that you suggest that the echo concept is the right way to go as based on another project which I'm working on, which I'll discuss why this would be true, is that it's the simplest most plausible way to come up with a whole series of T's that go back to 1929 and explain why the tops appeared. They're really quite arbitrary in time, but when you look at them as a concept of a reflection from a previous momentum peak down into a market bottom, the whole thing becomes quite predictable, and it appears to explain everything. The conventional reasons that are given for market tops don't stand up very well once you've been able to see this, and so the first step in T theory is to show this is true. There is another reason for using advanced decline T's, and that is that there are no bearish T's. They just rise up in a pattern, and you can see in the S&P 500, I've got a first short T, but that's the first bounce coming out of the C bottom, and then there's a little wiggle there, and then you get the second short range T. That's a minimal correction as we go up to the next wave up, And then we see that we have more problems afterwards, and we come into a correction phase, and then we work our way gradually up to point D with these dips. Well, those dips are all the center posts of short-range tees anyway. So this interpretation, you can now figure out how the center posts of the tees are causing things to happen and whether you want to be looking for a big correction or a smaller correction. And the point of this is that the first correction that we're going to have, because we ended the first short range tee, is the smallest correction that you'll see all the way on the upside. You notice that as you get up to the end of the tee, you have that sharp decline, which was the mid-August low. What happened is, if you look down on the advanced decline line, you can see that it was in June of 07 that the advanced decline line peaked. And then when it peaked and started the correction process, you got a very sharp drop. And then you came back up to the projected top date, which is basically sort of in the middle of September, according to the time symmetry rules, which we'll discuss later. Now, that sharp drop in there is actually the most devastating of the corrections. And that's that really came about because the Bear Stearns news was going bad. And I'm particularly interested in this concept for future use, because it is likely that we will have something like that develop at the end of our current tee. And we want to know that that's a higher risk situation. And also, if there is a sharp decline at that point, it very much often tips you off as to what the fundamental problem is. In the case of 07, the sharp drop into the mid-August low was a suggestion that there was a financial problem brewing, because the news was rather devastating for one stop. But of course, as soon as we got into the decline phase, it grew into a very large problem. So for example, if we were to come up to the end of this tee and coming into August, we would know that we could have reasons to believe that there is going to be a choppiness. And if that choppiness was to, say, have a global problem was showing up, or a housing problem in the U.S., you'd have a clue as to what was going to be the problem in the next bear market, because you might just be seeing the tip of the problem as the fundamental creeping into the pattern. Now, the reason why you think that the double top up there with a low in between in mid-August is an interesting phenomenon is because in the formation of an echo, there are certain properties. For example, if it was an audio echo, if you were to go out and there was at some distance, there was a canyon, a mountainside that was a flat audio reflector, if you were to shout the word top, representing the point at A, and it took 2 seconds for the sound to reach that wall, you know that it's going to take another 2 seconds to come back. So the total time round trip is always going to be twice the one trip time, because sound travels the same speed, both going towards the reflector and then coming back to the source. That explains why tees are always done time symmetrically, because the time for propagation from A to B and then the propagation back from C to D have to be equal, and therefore the tee is always time symmetrical. But if you delve into echoes to any great degree, you'll notice that that echo of the pulse that's sent out at A hits off two distinct reflectors, B and C, and they're slightly displaced. Under those circumstances, the echo that you get is also going to have a slight displacement, and that is going to cause, at the top, a spacing of two tops, which are going to be similar to B and the separation between B and C. That's a very, very interesting phenomenon, because it means that the top at the end of the tee carries with it some information that is derived off the peculiarities of the bottom at B and C. And you can use that to shed greater light on the concept of an echo, because you get into more details now, and that detail is what you're trying to get into, is to fill in some of these holes relative to how the short range tees evolve, and then finally how you make the top. So those turn out to be very important objectives of the study, and what I'm presently doing is carrying these back through history and trying to see if I can get... I've already seen the decision point charts of the New York Composite Index versus the advanced decline line for the New York Stock Exchange, because that's almost the ideal indicator, because one is the price index of all stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, and the other one is the advanced decline line, which has always been for the New York Stock Exchange. So you have the bet. So there's no problems with the T's all the way from 1929. I did the one around the 1932 bottom, and that's in the archives. And the next one we'll take is late 1974 low, because that one has a double bottom in it, and that would give me another way to look and see if there's a property in which the double tops, which occurred, that was in September of 1980, that T was peak was in 1968. The bottom was in basically October, December of 74, and then the top was projected to be September of 1980. There was a sharp decline. That was when the gold was breaking down, and a double top. But we can check to see if the BC separation is reproduced up in the 1980 peak, and then that led to the decline down to August of 1982. And so it was a genuine bear market and so forth. So it would be interesting to take a look at that. But that's the direction we're going to, and I just have to keep coming back to these charts because there's a lot of information that's contained within it. As far as the current T is concerned, the only thing that we have to say is, you know, you've had, you can't see it because there's a blue line in there, but we've had a traditional wave, and we're waiting for the pickup for the second T, and we would say that is a minimal correction, and we'll find out what that is. But that's the smallest it's the smallest correction you will see in the run up to the final top, August of next year. So that's really all you can say in there. There are many other things hidden in the chart, but I will point out a couple of just general ideas that when you say the market is there's a time symmetry built in the market, people think that it means that the market goes up half the time. And that's not true. So if they were to look at this T, they would say that the rally, the decline comes from the 2000 bottom down to the bottom in, depends where you want to put, take the B and C bottoms, but that's about 2.5 years. And so they'd say the rally can only last 2.5 years because they think that the top in the S&P is a reflection of the previous S&P peak against the bottom. But that's not true. The peak in prices is a reflection of the momentum measured by the advanced decline line centered around the bottom. So that way you can get runs and T's that are, it's 4.5 years run up when you only had about a 2.5 year run down. So that gives the chart the skew to be bullish. But if you notice, all it is a big double top. So it's skewed in time, and people will say the market goes up most of the time, but it doesn't do you any good when you're in the process of making a double top for the S&P 500. It doesn't do you any good when you've had a long bull market because you're likely to get a fairly sharp correction. Okay, so let's see if if that pretty well rounds up the points that I want to pass along for here. There are a few other issues that we'll have to handle, but... most of my time is occupied in trying to get the graphics to come out so that I can take the advanced decline line and push it up so I can make the chart a little bit more compact so it'll fit in a publication or any other visual chart that I post to the website. And let's just leave it that way for the introduction. But I think the main thing when we do when we put the time in, we have to make sure that we know the number of days between B and C, because we're going to try to correlate that to the top in the S&P at the end of the T and see if those number of days seem to be matched out. And then when we look back at previous Ts, we'll see whether that pattern is applicable. You do notice that B and C are slightly closer together in the current T than they were back in 03. And so that would be make the double top, if there is going to be one, a little bit narrower and so forth. Okay, so that's it for this, and then we're going to close this section out, and then we're going to go on to do the questions and answers. Thank you.